obviously that there might be a temptation to manipulate scenes to make them more dramatic than they actually were, or to take isolated incidents and to blow them up out of proportion. It's obviously a temptation that we have to be aware of, but we also have to be aware that we are in the entertainment business. That's what television's about. We have to make programmes that people will want to continue watching, and that will mean, inevitably, that we'll want to give reasons why viewers should stay on after the ad break, why they should stick with it, why they should not turn over. And sometimes that will mean taking a small incident that's coming up in the next section of the programme and to give it drama. But then part of what we're doing is telling, we hope, compelling stories. Life is drama, real life drama. I think if it's true overall to the telling of the story, then I don't have a problem with it. I mean, the viewer can make their own mind up as to whether that little incident that was flagged up at the end of part one and then was nothing more than a storm in a teacup in, as revealed in part two. Well, that's just the nature of what we do. And I think as long as the overall sense of the story of the film is not taken out of context, then I see no problem in creating tension and building up to a sequence, because that's what we're doing. We're telling stories. They have ups and downs. They have moments where we're building to a dramatic point, and then we have a moment of lower tension. That's part of making programs. If you are rearranging the chronology of the film in order to tell a story that is quite different to the one that actually happened, then I would say that was wrong. But I see no problem in bringing certain events that are not time sensitive and filming them and putting them into the program at a different point to where they were actually filmed. Sometimes in the schedule of things, you know that your opening shot, for example, may be the last thing that you film, but it will be the first thing you see on screen. We are in the business of telling compelling stories that are fair and accurate, and I would say that the benchmark, the test for what you're doing is, by doing this, am I significantly altering in an adverse way the viewer's understanding of the story? Am I deliberately concealing something material that I shouldn't be by taking this bit out and leaving it out or putting it somewhere else? If the answer is no, then I don't see any problem in moving things from one part of a timeline to another. Music, that's a tricky one. It's such a subjective thing. The right choice of music can really make a film. The wrong choice can kill it. I think the selective use of appropriate music is part and parcel of good filmmaking. Sometimes it's overdone. I don't think there should be any distinction between investigative programs or specialist factual programs in terms of whether music should be used or not. It's whether it's appropriate. If it appears to be simply there for no other reason than the program director was getting bored, then that might suggest that you've got some significant holes that need addressing in the narrative of the story rather than the choice of music. But overall, I'd say music was a vital component in telling the story in television. Getting it right is obviously part of the art of program making, and some people can do it brilliantly, and other people find it more challenging. One of the compromises that filmmakers have to make when putting together films is deciding which answer from an interview to use. Sometimes an answer that is on paper the best answer does not look right on camera. Sometimes you will have to make that choice. I'm going to use this section of interview because it's close up and in vision and it's compelling enough, even though another answer might be better on paper, but for whatever reason the camera has pulled right out. And it's all about weighing up how you're going to tell your story. There's no definitive way of being able to tell a particular story every program maker, every director, every editor will have a slightly different way of doing that. And part of our job is to work, if we're part of a team, collaboratively with our cameraman, with our editor, with our program editor, to ensure that we get the best item that we can, whether it's 2 minutes or 60 minutes, in the time that we've got to tell that story.